The Intelligent Quality Investor is a great introductory book to the world of investing in high-quality companies. What to look for, how to evaluate them, and these are the eight key lessons that I pulled from the book. Lesson one, the four key attributes to pay attention to when evaluating potential investment are growth, capital allocation, pricing power, and valuation. Now, maximizing your portfolio for these attributes can increase your long-term compounding rate. Lesson two, companies with high returns on capital and free cash flow margins are preferred. Now, only a small number of sectors are able to maintain high margins and high returns, so you need to identify the right sectors and then subsequently the right companies to invest in. Lesson three, screening for linear or exponential share price growth over long periods allows us to locate the companies that have incrementally increased their share price over long periods of time. This can help you identify companies that have a good track record of growth. Lesson four, duopolies often enjoy high barriers to entry. As an investor, you can treat duopolies as a monopoly by buying both for your portfolio. You can think of Visa and MasterCard and S&P Global and Moody's as prime examples. Lesson five, the best metric for evaluating growth is free cash flow per share. Studies have shown that companies that convert a high percentage of their earnings into free cash flow outperform companies that convert a low percentage of earnings into free cash flow. Lesson six, a consistently high free cash flow margin sustained over a long period of time is the best indicator that a company has pricing power. An increasing margin over time indicates that a company's pricing power is strengthening. Lesson seven, it's important to be aware of whether stock-based compensation is included in the free cash flow calculation and to subtract it where necessary. This will ensure that you're making like-for-like comparisons when evaluating different companies. Lesson eight, this last lesson is probably the most important. Don't interrupt compounding unnecessarily. Invest in companies that have high free cash flow per share, high returns on capital, high margins, and attractive free cash flow yields, and then just get out of the way. Let them compound and do the work for you over time. Again, The Intelligent Quality Investor is a good introductory book to the world of quality investing. There's a link down in the description to pick it up if you want to. That's an Amazon affiliate link. And if you want to subscribe to the Yield on Cost newsletter, because this went out to newsletter subscribers before it was a podcast episode, there's a link in the description to do that as well. And now what everyone's been waiting for, the disclaimer.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are those of Glenn Bush and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of American Money Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor who serves as a portfolio manager to private accounts. Clients of AMM, Mr. Bush, employees of AMM may buy or sell securities mentioned without prior notice. The opinions expressed do not constitute a recommendation to buy or sell securities. This podcast should not be considered investment advice and is for educational purposes only.